cliffcentral.com.
All right, let's get Siv in here. I haven't seen him in a while, and he's brought a friend of his. Where's this guy from? America?
We'll give you the context.
Yeah, give me a context.
What a current cliff.
How are you, dude? Hold on a second. Let me just switch on your microphone here. Yeah. I don't even know what's going on here with this desk. All right. Here he is. Siv Ngesi's here.
Hi, brother.
I'm good, my man. How are you?
Last year, I actually asked you to write a letter for someone in America.
I do remember.
Yes, and that's him. And he listens to your show religiously.
What's your name?
My name's Alex.
Alex.
Thanks for having me, Garrett.
Sure. Where are you from?
Seattle.
Seattle?
Yeah.
You guys got the Space Needle. Bill Gates lives there.
We've got coffee. Amazon.
And you could smoke weed in that state.
We can.
Right.
Have you smoked,
very,
Alex?
Very good. Yeah, you can. Do you smoke any, Alex?
I haven't, no.
Alex, you got those. The headphones are a big
struggling.
Fuck up.
The headphones are molesting my best
terrible
friend.
Fuck up with the headphones. Headphones.
Off to a great start.
Yeah. Jeez, Alex, you're ruining my headphones there. What the hell's going on?
You have to excuse me. Siv carried me up your stairs and I was experiencing.
Yeah, you're in
that.
A wheelchair. Now, what's going on here? Tell me what the story is.
It's laziness.
My man's on!
It actually started as a way to get out of PE class. And I wrote it for so long that it just became awkward. So had to keep it going.
So he's going to tell you now that I lifted him up the stairs. So he says to me, I'm going to tell Gareth Cliff. What are you going to tell?
I was just going to, I mean, you saw it with the headphones. I'm experiencing a little bit of white guilt here. So.
Oh, white guilt. I thought you were going to nail me about the fact that this building is not wheelchair friendly.
No, I figured you were beating yourself up about that.
No, I really don't care. We just don't book guests in wheelchairs.
He wanted you to sign a picture, but he says the only pictures they had of you at the agency that he went to was you walking out of court.
Oh, yeah.
I could find a picture of you going in and a picture coming out.
Did you follow all of that?
I did.
What did you think? Thanks, man.
I was on your side. I mean,
I appreciate that. Good.
People should be able to say whatever is on their mind.
Absolutely. So what are you doing from Seattle here? What are you up to?
So I'm visiting Siv, and then I'm also working on a master's degree, and I'm designing a study abroad program to encourage people with disabilities to come over here and intern for organizations that serve South Africans with disabilities.
That sounds amazing. Is it more difficult for people with disabilities to get those kinds of things going on?
Well, the numbers of American college students with disabilities compared to their able-bodied counterparts are quite drastically low.
Mm-hmm.
The program that I'm designing would pay for their cost to travel and then help them get set up with a place to stay and all the support they need. And then,
are they all going to stay with Siv?
Yeah, if they're hot, they can stay anywhere.
They all stay with Siv, all the females would come back pregnant.
My man!
He knows you well. How did you guys meet?
Apart from sounding cliche, this is one of the greatest humans I've ever met in my life. We met.
I'm great for his PR.
Yeah, very great.
Like, it's good. He says he's got a white friend, and then you go, oh, that's nice. And then he says he's got a white friend in a wheelchair. And
double whammy.
Oh, my God, he's a hero.
But I wish he was white and a female and disabled.
Hey, we can make that happen.
You know what, Siv? There are some.
And then the first day I met him, you know, he was downstairs, you know, down. Because I could.
You know.
What do you think? He was upstairs.
No. Yeah, there were ways. They were wasting it up. And then I looked at him and we became friends. And then the next day I said to him, hey, Alex, look, I'm wearing the shoes of your people. And then he said, white people don't wear Velcro. And I said, no, vegetables. And then we became best friends ever since.
That kind of eliminated any line of to cross.
So seriously, what's the condition you got here?
I have cerebral palsy.
Okay. CP.
Yeah.
Now, what can you not do? What can you do? Because, I mean, you're doing a master's degree. You obviously are a valuable asset to the community. I mean, you're not someone who's draining the economy here. You're adding your value. But what can you not do?
It impacts my ability to walk. I can get around pretty well outside of my chair by crawling. So I actually can do stairs if I'm willing to sacrifice some of my dignity.
But I refuse.
Do you crawl upstairs?
Yeah. I actually grew up in a split-level house because my parents are jerks.
My man is here, Alex Turner, Cliff Center, baby, stealing the show.
So,
yes.
So, what do you crawl around on your stomach or your back?
All fours.
All fours.
Yeah. Like a gorilla.
Can you get a bit of lift up there?
I've got pretty strong arms.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you say like a gorilla.
Yeah. CP doesn't mean PC.
I'd love to see that. I'm going to watch you get down the stairs later.
No, when I'm around, these guns are for a reason.
Hey, what Gareth wants, Gareth gets. Yeah.
So how did you find out about us? Through Civ?
Yeah. Okay. I listened to an interview that Civ gave, and I was really excited, and I wanted to show my parents, and then he started talking about orgies.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he's into that. He's into that in a big way. Has he tried to rope you into an orgy yet?
It actually came up, but I declined. I'm not. You got,
sex life? Have we got any kind of sex life going on, Alex?
I mean, my parents are listening, so but I won't say no.
Girls who are not disabled, as well as girls who are disabled.
Yeah, we don't have to stick together.
Yeah, of course not. Because like when people are dwarves, they think that they're only having sex with other dwarves.
No, and I like to tell people that what Alex has is not contagious. That's why I'm still around him. It's not contagious at all. So we are still very good friends.
There's a lot of prejudice going on.
One thing that so when we hang out together, a lot of people are so surprised is because.
I'm way better looking.
He's way better looking. Exactly. Way better looking and whiter. But it's just like we cross every single line possible. And when we're in public, I've realized as a person who has beautiful legs and can walk and has a beautiful body that...
You're so modest about your beautiful body.
Yeah, cool.
You've let yourself go a little bit since that shoot you did.
No, I've lost weight because I've been traveling.
Oh, sure.
The thing is, so Africans are not very good with disabled people.
No.
And I've noticed that it is so bad. Like, for example, we were at 31 yesterday. He doesn't mind, but a girl just walked up to him and patted his head and ruffled his head.
Are you kidding?
He didn't mind.
I wouldn't turn down any contact.
I was furious.
It would be better if she put her breasts in your face.
I mean, I figured that was coming next. Yeah. And she kind of walked off.
So there are moments when he has to calm me down. That I want to go guns blazing, and then he gives me a look, and that look goes, please no.
Isn't it worse, Alex, to be treated differently and to have people not talk to you like an adult human being because they don't know how to deal with people with disabilities?
Yeah, I mean,
isn't that the worst?
I usually try to start most social interactions so people know sort of what's going on.
Yeah.
And then that makes things easier.
But he takes it very well. Mm-hmm. I'm the one... who there's moments when he goes, please don't, and then I go in like guns blazing.
Yeah.
And then he has to stop me. But there are moments when he looks at me and he goes, okay, he looks at me like, okay, I know you're not gonna stop now.
And then
I end up going in. There's some moments when I do go in head first,
yeah,
and make sure he doesn't see. I won't tell you when the last one we had is altercation.
Thanks, buddy.
Oh really?
Can I?
No.
Okay, no, go ahead. You tell me. I wanna know. Come on, Alex, let him tell me.
You could go.
We were at Mavericks.
Okay, well, that's always nice. We were just talking about strippers.
We were Mavericks with a strip club. Sorry, Mom, if you're listening. And the strippers didn't know if there was a facility for him. And then for me...
And there's all those stairs there as well.
But we worked it out. But so that I went to one of the guys running the place, and he started backchatting me, and then it became a full swear-on match. But I made sure he didn't see it because he hates me doing that.
Well, I also don't speak Xhosa, so
the manager wouldn't make a special arrangement for him?
No, there is a special place. It's just that no one knew that there was that.
Oh, but that's because you haven't paid enough yet. Because I've been to that special place.
No. There's a special place. But another thing that we're having issues with, which he's working on a project at the moment, which I'd love for him to tell you.
Yeah?
Tell him, Alex. I'm not
I think I just did.
No, the project about the... Oh, you didn't give him the name, nothing.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Give us some details and people can get involved, because I'm sure that there are lots of South Africans who'd want to get in touch, you know, maybe have some exchange students stay with them or whatever.
Sure. So it's called the Amandla Project. And it's still in development as part of my master's degree, so it's still taking shape, but I'm here to meet with organizations that might be able to take interns on.
That sounds great. So an American student, a disabled American student, could come to South Africa and do one of these programs for what, a couple of months?
Yeah, 10 weeks or so.
Amazing.
Mm. Their costs would be covered, and then they'd get professional skills.
Yeah.
Like Sip said, we met in 2011 while I was interning for a disability policy organization, and just the change that I experienced in myself, just taking that huge risk and flying over here with my dog.
Dog.
You have a dog?
That's why I flew to America. His dog was getting retired. He's got a service dog who's black like this.
I do remember the story. You told me about this. All right.
Yeah.
So you got a service dog. And what does your dog do for you? Because usually you have a service dog if you're a blind person. Your dog would help you across the street and that kind of thing. What does your dog do for you?
So I noticed when I first got to the airport 5 years ago with Frasier, my dog, that people wouldn't be used to service dogs when they saw me identifying my luggage. Mm-hmm. And then they saw what they thought was a seeing eye dog and mouths were just wide open. But he knows about 60 commands. Most frequently, he picks up everything that I drop. But he can do light switches. He assists with clothing. He carried my textbooks for me.
Wow. And,
but now he's retired, so I'm the black person who picks up everything for him.
Now it's getting racist
But the dog was black doing all the work, so now I'm
Have you got a new dog?
No, I'm waiting for my next dog. I work for the organization, so hopefully that'll help.
Give us a name. Give us a name of the organization.
It's called Summit Assistance Dogs. And they gave me my dog Frasier about 10 years ago when I was starting my undergrad.
How long does it take them to train a dog to do this?
It takes about 2 years, starting from puppies and being ready to be placed. And only about 30% of the dogs that enter the program will make it through to become a full-fledged service dog. So
that's incredible. And you don't have to pay for the dog, right?
No, actually, so it's a nonprofit organization. Clients pay an application fee, which was $25, and then the rest of the costs are fundraised. So my job, my full-time job, is telling my story and fundraising for the organization.
So in other words, when we this podcast, we're going to have to cut out the stripper part.
This is now not usable for that
person.
You know what? I'll give you permission to edit that part out if it's a fundraising thing. I think that would
now
be decent.
Edit this part out as well.
Sure.
So isn't it awkward you being back on Idols? I have to ask. Everyone else wants to know, isn't it awkward you back on Idols?
Why would it be awkward? The production crew I get along with very well. Mm-hmm. The other judges I get along with very well. So I haven't spoken to Mnet, but that's because they haven't spoken to me.
I've been behind. I was behind you all the way. You know this, right?
I do. Thank you.
I was there.
No, you were very supportive.
Black Twitter wasn't loving me for it, but
no.
I was behind you.
Black Twitter doesn't love you. Full stop.
And no, you're right. I've got a passport. I've got a world passport just for a little while. Occasionally, when I step out of line.
No, they don't like you. Full stop.
It's because I'm.
How dare you have opinions and be an individual?
It's amazing.
How dare you?
The other day I was checked by Musim Amani's wife.
What?
It was quite interesting.
What happened?
because obviously
I thought the DA loved you.
They do, but she was actually quite pleasant. She was very cool because I said I don't understand why the ANC keeps on trying to get Zuma out of the vote.
The ANC or the DA?
The opposition.
Yeah.
While they keep on having the vote in parliament when we know that,
she climbed into you?
She didn't. She just said politely, but Sif, that's not fair. That's why we have democracy. We can't give up. We need to keep trying. But they lost by 200 and something votes.
Some very interesting articles about that I was reading yesterday. Do you want to talk about it for a second?
Let's go, please. Yeah. I'm ready. He knows everything. So.
I read that. The interesting response from the ANC was, of course, they were not going to go with the motion of no confidence. We knew that. But that they didn't exactly say, well, we've got full confidence either.
Ooh.
And all the speeches were about all the speeches in support of standing against the motion were actually not in support of the president, but in support of the ANC. This idea that there's an organization and the organization's bigger than its members. And
there's a fine line.
But this is the point, is they've stuck between a rock and a hard place at the moment. They can't recall him. It just damages the party even more.
Yes, and it's not good for the country to recall a second president.
They're talking about keeping him as a cat with a bell. It's like keeping a cat, but you put a bell around its neck so you know where it is at all times.
For me, the craziest thing about it, I think I know that my ANC friends who are quite up there know he needs to go.
Yeah.
Quote unquote.
Yeah.
I wish I could screen grab things that I'm sent by ANC big heads. I wish I could screen grab.
Well, now you've screwed it up. They'll never send you anything.
No, they might, but I would never do it. But all I'm saying is that they all know he needs to go.
Yeah.
They do know. I go for interviews these days. I can say it here. And before I go into the interview, I get told, you can't mention Fees Must Fall. You cannot mention Zuma Must Fall. Mm. You cannot mention anything. There's a list because they know I'm opinionated. I can say everything but those
things. Where do they tell you to not talk about these things?
But we're not talking. Why are we talking
about these things? Hang on. Are you talking about interviews on TV and radio?
Interviews
and that
in
kind
general.
And they tell you what you're not allowed to talk about.
You can't talk about those things.
What a lot of bullshit. Who are these people? Who are these organizations?
Those organizations as well have already been told, if you're a presenter on this organization, you can't talk about that particular topic.
SABC. I'm thinking SABC because on the SABC they just pretend none of this is happening.
For sure.
It's bizarre.
So it's quite a fine line. And for me, as opinionated as I am, I'm surprised I haven't gotten into trouble just yet. But I get warned quite often.
What are you allowed to talk about on the SABC? The Kardashians, and you're allowed to talk about how everybody's happy and the economy's great. And what are you, you just got your head in the sand?
I think I'll be able to get in now because I'm walking around with a white disabled man from America, which that's I think true. Will get me that's a good look to Alex, see that white people are suffering as
Alex,
well.
Alex, what do you think of this when you hear about this bullshit? What do you think of us and what do you think of our media and what do you think of South Africans and their nonsense with each other?
I don't really feel like I have much room to talk when
yes, you
Trump
do. I'm giving you
Trump.
I'm giving you full permission. You've got Trump. We've got Zuma. We're equal. Go ahead.
I guess it sort of puts it in perspective that everywhere with politics, there's messed up stuff that goes on.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. You've been watching what's going on in South Africa, and this we've got our own freakiness, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I definitely think there needs to be a leadership change.
Yeah. So this guy's he's kind of screwed up enough times.
And
it's his own fault. He's done all of this to himself. No one else has.
For me, I was at FISMUS 4, the marches.
And did you like what they were doing?
I was there in the beginning, the initial.
I liked it in the beginning.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. And I was there with the students. And what I found funny was there were kids wearing ANC Zuma shirts, fighting for. And I was blowing my mind because I was just like, isn't he part of the problem?
Yeah, he's the reason that you're here, guys.
Yeah, this is the reason. Yeah. And then, so the funniest thing that happened is that we were marching with these kids, about 200 kids, and they're all screaming, ANC, ANC. And then they all got hungry and they saw KFC and they all screamed, KFC. And they started running to KFC to loot it. True story.
Wow, that's a.
That's a ANC, ANC. Hi, KFC, KFC.
All right, listen. I want to hear about Alex for a second here. So you live in Seattle. Is Seattle an interesting place to be? I imagine it's a very first world city. I mean, there's a lot of the kind of tech overflow from San Fran and California just down the road. But you've also got a lot of rain there.
Yeah.
What else do I need to know about this place? Because I've heard great things about Seattle.
People are very nice. We've got the tech industry. Amazon is kind of taking over Seattle right now.
Right.
I live right next to Amazon, and I think they're going to take over my building soon.
Oh, really? Going to force you out, huh?
Yeah.
You're going to be on the street thanks to Amazon.
Yeah. So
that's nice.
But yeah.
It's capitalism.
I wish I had more interesting things to say about Seattle.
No, well,
we
I'm
have
just
the
curious.
Seahawks. The football team is pretty good.
Grey's Anatomy's from there?
Grey's Anatomy. Didn't they do Frasier? You said your dog was called Frasier.
Yeah, so
Frasier
named
was
after
filmed.
The television show.
Well, I mean, it wasn't filmed there, but it was based in Seattle.
They filmed one opening shot there that they reused over and over again.
Right.
Whatever you say today, it's Women's Day. So
is it Women's Day today? Get in front of the microphone. You've got shitty microphone technique.
Just be careful, Gareth. It's Women's Day today. Don't say
Alex
anything.
Alex is a professional, and you keep pulling away from the mic.
He's in a wheelchair. He really can't move much, though. I can move a lot.
Hey, listen, what are you two doing today? Where are you off to?
We're headed back to Cape Town today.
Drives through Soweto. We're going to go through Soweto. We did the Apartheid Museum yesterday.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
It was cool, but they had
closed
down the
sections.
Mandela sections, which is kind of the main reason.
They closed down the Mandela sections?
Because obviously they've got updated because now he's not there anymore.
Oh,
so they have to update it.
Okay.
And it's quite cool. Alex had his own entrance, disabled and white, and I had to go into blacks.
Wow.
It's quite amazing.
Huh. Yeah. Did that feel good?
It felt pretty damn awesome.
Finally, you were treated better than the blacks.
Yeah.
After all this time.
I'm going to sound very cliche at the moment, Gareth, but whatever. I'm going to say this anyway. One of the greatest humans I've ever met in my life. Absolutely makes me a better human every single day. And an utter privilege to be part of his life.
Isn't he eating you out of house and home?
No, not at all.
Here's the thing.
Oh, there it goes. It's coming.
I'm not staying with Siv. I'm staying at a hotel. He didn't offer.
Oh, he didn't even offer.
No, because he couldn't take with. Because he said if he was going to sleep at my house, he was going to sleep with my flatmate. And then I couldn't get him to sleep with my flatmate because he's dangerous, this guy.
Who's your flatmate?
Angel Campy, who's a comedian.
Oh,
a female comedian.
I know her.
6 years
we lived together. I know her. Yeah. She's great.
She's awesome.
She's all not unattractive either.
I don't see it.
You would have definitely got in there, dude.
Our brother zoned her.
If Siv were anything of a wingman, I would have.
Yeah, well.
You would have been in there.
He's such a letdown. Well, Alex, I've got to say, I'm very, very pleased that you got to visit us. I do remember Siv telling me about you, and I'm pleased to actually meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you, too.
Yeah, man. And I hope we'll continue to talk.
For sure. How's Idols looking?
It's good. We've done the first audition. Mm-hmm. Things. I'm not doing Cape Town because I'm going to be in the US. I'm leaving today.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Texas for South by Southwest.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Texas.
What? No, I know. You're going to be rude about Texas because you're a West Coast snob?
Yeah, I have the right.
Okay, fine. Fair enough.
Let's hear,
I've never been to Texas before, so I'm kind of excited to go.
I would love to do you guys to talk about the American elections at the moment.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Actually.
He has got a view and a half.
We can do whatever we want here. So, what do you say? Who are you backing here for the selection?
It's kind of hopeless, but I'm a Bernie Sanders guy.
Bernie Sanders? You know, I could have guessed you would be. Wouldn't it be interesting, though, for America if Bernie Sanders were president?
I think it'd be pretty awesome, yeah. But it looks like Hillary is steamrolling on that side.
Bernie stands up for the 99% who are not billionaires. He wants to dismantle all these corporations who've been taking advantage of ordinary people. He wants to get everything a little more regularized. He wants the middle class to have a fighting chance.
And
they call him a socialist.
He calls himself a socialist. But the knock that people give on Bernie is that the things that he's saying is not realistic. But the other, Bernie always counters with that it's got to be a revolution and it's got to be everybody stepping up and helping to make it happen. Where you've got Trump saying that he's going to build a wall and get Mexico to pay for it, and everybody eats that up like it's totally going to happen.
Because people don't want to actually have the responsibility themselves, right?
Yeah.
I'm interested, though, too. I mean, being in your situation, having cerebral palsy, I mean, you could easily blame other people. You could easily make this everybody else's problem. You could sit at home and feel sorry for yourself. You're out there, you're doing this program where you're trying to get other disabled people to come to South Africa on internships. You're busy trying to raise money. You're doing your own master's degree. How do you keep that going? Because most people would look for every excuse to be a victim, and you refuse.
I mean, I guess I look back and I see that I've had some pretty awesome experiences that able-bodied people haven't had, and so knowing that that's pretty uncommon.
Yeah, sex where you do none of the work.
And he met some guests, who would have thought?
About to jump out of the window, even with the CP, if that's the best thing about his life, meeting you.
But hanging out with him, you realize, especially in Cape Town, how hard it is to be a disabled person in South Africa. Like walking, like we have to walk sometimes to Long Street.
Well, I don't actually walk.
When we roll to Long Street, he sometimes on the pavement, he can get on. And then you can't get off.
It's a total tease. Like, there's a curb cut to get on.
It's so bad.
We are not a very disabled-friendly country, right?
Yeah. Well, so, and I feel really fortunate that I have a well-paying job and I'm able to take cabs everywhere and avoid the sidewalks. But I know, the average South African
You imagine being poor and disabled in South Africa? Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Right?
But
so do people just stay inside or...
Well, most of the time, yeah.
I have to throw it out that Ricky Cabs.
Yeah.
I emailed them and I said, hey, this is Siv. I have a friend coming over. Ricky Cabs has had all our trips free.
Very good.
He says he's trying to improve people, wheelchair circumstances in Cape Town and everything. He's given all our trips for free. Alex and I just call and say, use our code.
Hey, Alex,
and they've free.
What's the best thing you've got for free because someone felt sorry for you?
Well, actually, all the things that I've got for free.
Siv has tried to get you.
He's a social media whore.
Because Siv and Gessy will take whatever he can, right?
Thank you to Fire and Ice for giving us two bedrooms. Amazing. Alex and I had a great time at Fire and Ice.
It's a plug-a-thon going on here. No, but seriously, have you ever taken advantage and said to some girl at a bar, I'm so unhappy and I look at me in this wheelchair and you try to get something out of it for nothing?
The moping thing doesn't really work.
No?
It's a pickup line now.
So what works?
Just my rugged good looks.
Yeah, baby! My man!
I love you, man.
Modesty from who?
I love
me?
This guy.
He's my man.
I love this. I really do. I think you're a terrific dude.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, what a pleasure to meet you, man.
Good to meet you, too.
Cool, if man. I were a woman, I'd offer you sex at the moment.
Oh, thanks.
Such a giver. A blonde, opinionated man.
If I were a woman, I'd be offering everybody sex.
Pretty much.
I'd be the biggest slut in the world.
Listen, Alex was talking about the Marie Claire thing. What did you think about that?
What Marie Claire thing?
The high heel
thing.
The heels.
What? I mean, the controversy that erupted
between
around
between me, you, and your funny.
But don't you remember we spoke about it at the time? All right, so let me remind everybody in case they don't know. We did this campaign with Marie Claire, the then editor, Aspasia, who said to us she wants to put a whole bunch of men in heels. It's like a day in her shoes, you know, to kind of give the idea that we're a bunch of guys who actually get our heads out of our own skulls sometimes and put our thoughts into the places and the lives of other people, and particularly women in South Africa. We've got this horrible record of women who are treated very badly by men. There's a huge amount of abuse. There's rape. There's ugliness. And guys are just dickheads. So we did this campaign. And we all wore high heels. And I mean, that's all. We wore a suit. Or
Fabiani's suit.
In your case, did you even wear a suit? I think you were naked.
No, I wasn't. I was wearing a suit. Fabiani's suit.
Any excuse for you to be naked, but you will take.
If you had my body, you'd understand.
True. I will admit, I'm jealous of the body. But we all wore these heels. And then there's this backlash from like feminazis on Twitter.
Sif did not say feminazi.
I said,
please, feminists. I did not say feminazi. Please, I do not want a long day on Twitter.
I'm so goddamn sick of feminists who tell me what to think and tell other women what to think and decide for everybody what's right and what's acceptable, what isn't. You can all suck my dick. There we go.
Oh, no. So Heavenly Father, please, listen to feminists. I don't want trouble. I have a disabled friend. Please.
No. Thank you very much. There, is that it? Is there, you want to drive up any more controversy?
I don't want anything more to do with this conversation. Talk more about the disabled white man, please.
Hey, Sia, I think it's about time that we bring Radlin Naidu in here too. Radlin has got Tourette's. Since we're having a special Tuesday, I'm going to call it special.
Show.
This is Super Tuesday. On
this is a themed show, he says.
Bring him in here. I want to talk to Radlin. Radlin has got Tourette's. He's a second year student in Pretoria. Is not afraid to talk about this disorder because it's a disorder a lot of people for some reason are embarrassed about. This guy is not. He's got a story to tell. He's 19. He's creating awareness about Tourette's syndrome. And when he sings, and I've got a couple of clips of him singing, it's absolutely brilliant. You're a very talented guy. So it's a pleasure to meet you, man. How are you, Radlin?
A genuine pleasure to meet you as well. I can't believe I'm actually here right now.
Cool, man. We found out about you on YouTube.
On YouTube, my guy that's helping me in Durban, he's the one that's linked up the YouTube page. I've just been on Facebook. I'm just letting you know, if I swear, it's not directed at you.
Do you have the swearing situation
with
Tourette's?
I do, actually.
Is this your mom?
Yeah, that's
my angel. Hey, how are you, mom?
Hi there. Good. According to him, I'm his sister.
Yeah, but you look young enough to be. You're a good
there we go.
Mom.
Thank you. She never believes me.
So, mom, what's your name?
I'm Kay.
Kay,
Kasturi,
all right.
But no one can actually pronounce it.
What? Kasturi?
Yes. Oh, there we go.
I like Kasturi. I've got a friend called Cass. She didn't call herself Kay, but it's the same name.
Perfect.
Kasturi. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, Kay, when he was born, you obviously don't know about this in the beginning.
No.
Because it's kind of a condition that comes on later on.
Generally, it starts at adolescence or in around about 10, 11 years old.
Yeah.
It starts with a trigger.
Right.
Some anxiety that triggers it.
He smacked himself in the face.
Look, yeah,
can you
I've
try to control
him
yourself?
Around.
That
didn't
happens.
Tell anyone that.
That
no,
happens.
No.
All right. So how did you discover that Radlin had this condition? When was the first time you became aware of it?
Directly after the divorce, when we separated from our marital home.
Yeah.
He was sitting around the table and he'd bang something and then we'd be sitting and watching TV and it'd knock me and knock the lampshade over. And
it's an involuntary nervous reaction, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
And do you feel bad that it was because you got divorced that he ended up with this condition?
I was going to ask that, but I never paused to ask it.
You see, that's the problem.
Some
that's the problem.
Pull their hair out.
My mother is
general. You would have been fine, right?
No, that's the thing. You see, Tourette patients are born with the abnormality in the brain. So if it didn't trigger at the time when my parents had split, it would have triggered something else.
He's just being good.
No, so you see, I told my mother that I'm grateful because if it came out sooner than later, we would have had less time to establish what to go or what to do and how to deal with it. And I wouldn't be sitting here right now. So everything does happen for a reason. I strongly believe that, you know?
No, sure. And you know what? Not everybody has good fortune. I mean, you're lucky to have a mother like this who actually gives a damn. And
absolutely.
Because if you were my child, I'd have shipped you off to a mental hospital.
Yeah. Oh, Gareth is having a field day.
Well,
fantastic.
After he's broken a few of your equipment at work at home, yeah, you would have.
So I said to Sia, and I wasn't kidding earlier, I said to Sia, please don't give Radlin coffee or tea because he's bound to spill it all over our furniture and that will be a very messy situation to clean up. Now, does this happen at home?
Yeah, lots of times. The first thing he actually destroyed was my laptop. We were on holiday out in the South Coast in Durban and he was playing a game and he was tapping onto the screen and the next minute the whole LCD was cracked.
They smashed it.
Since then and after his diagnosis, he's broken my glass top stove, my 4-plate glass top stove.
Yeah,
gave it one punch, the whole thing shattered. He's knocked out the shower head our bathroom.
Yeah, that was
entire thing.
That was unexpected. Even the kitchen sink. The kitchen sink. In general, you see, you know, I'm not the strongest person in the world now or anything. It's just a matter of my tics because of my body being in a constant state of flux.
Yeah.
My tendons and nervous system is overdeveloped than usual. Mm-hmm. And the analogy that my neurologist used, he said, take the, when bodybuilders are weightlifting, essentially, because they're in their conscious mind, they can, the average person can only generate 60% of their core power.
Mm.
So I'm about 80 kilos. And when I twitch, my body's generating 100% of its core power.
I mean, do you hurt yourself?
Yeah, I can. I've bust my lip open a few times.
But if you smack the wall, for example.
No, I've got about 40% of feelings in my hand. And
oh,
I'm left-handed, and I also dislocate my wrist countless times throughout the day. It's actually happened so many times, as I said to other people. I can dislocate my wrist at my own will and click it back, and
but
I still have
don't.
To carry on writing.
I don't want you to do that. There's no need for
trust
that.
Trust me, there's no need for that.
You don't need to show off your terrible affliction.
No, it's
so
all good.
Alex's one is yours. What are the similarities? Yours.
I swear, but it's voluntary.
Yes.
Yeah. Alex swears too.
I do too.
No. It's super poisonous. It's neurological as well.
Yeah.
But what is it? Just explain to people what
so happened. It signals from my brain and it makes my muscles spasm and my legs really tight.
Mm. Okay. I see. Yeah, even though, like, because neurological disorders are quite interlinked, I can understand what you're saying. Because there are certain days at university when my tics can become so, like, aggressive and severe. Almost every second word can be a swear word. And
you haven't sworn once, so far. I'm very disappointed.
No,
I'm here. You are. You're finally in a medium where you can swear, and you're not.
I want to Snapchat this.
I don't. I wouldn't say that's something I'd like to be doing all the time, but I know what you're saying with your legs. Like, my left leg can contract, my knee will be facing straight, but my ankle will be at a 90 degree angle.
Yo.
And I'm trying to walk from lecture to lecture.
What makes it better and what makes it worse?
Well, you see, stress and anxiety are like the main drivers, but my severity and complexity is any emotion or exaggeration. So even if I'm too excited, I can twitch more.
Well, you don't sound like an 18-year-old, though. Like, you
speak into the microphone. So you're the only one without a disability here, and you can't use the fucking microphone.
Because I'm not getting paid to talk in this
what
mic.
What's wrong with you?
You're not paying me to talk in this mic. Hey. But you sound so mature, and so, like, you don't sound like an 18-year-old. Me, 18-year-old, all I was talking about was about my cock, but you... talking about some important stuff.
It's a very, I guess, you know, my brother and I, growing up in the way we did, we were kind of forced to grow up a little bit faster than most, you know, our age at the time. We appreciated the small things a lot more. I mean, mainly because, like, you know, my mother and my dad did whatever they could to make my life as convenient as possible.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm not going to be the child who, how do I say, takes advantage of good nature. I'm going to nurture it and do what I can to give it back to them.
You must teach Alex Stone.
Tell me, Radlin, does this happen to you when you sleep?
Actually, no. When I sleep, my tics are non-existent. It's just very hard to sleep.
And when you sing, you don't do it.
Yeah. The funny thing is, or the crazy thing is,
Don't let's not use the word crazy.
No, in general.
very disparaging.
Well, I've got OCD, ADHD, and insomnia.
Oh my. You got the trifecta.
There we go. The quadruple. So essentially,
lucky you, you're a triple threat.
You made Alex as an American say you.
Yeah.
No, but like in a period of like 5 days, I'll have a total of about 12 hours of sleep. So I mean, it's really difficult to try and
You just hit yourself in the forehead, and then the headphones came up. No, but you don't know when that's going to happen.
I don't, actually.
Because you can't, you said you bust your lip. Was that you hitting yourself?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
And it also happens, he could be relaxing on the couch, and my cat would walk past, and then the tip of the tail would touch his foot.
And I didn't expect it.
And
next
thing
I know. And
you just freak out.
And you lash out, right?
Yeah,
it's not that I don't want to be making contact. Like, you know, affection is important as well. But there's days, like I said in an interview earlier this week as well, in general, there'll be certain days where I come home from university. And you know, I want to hug my mother. Like, I love this woman. Like, come on.
Of course.
And I can't hug her because I'm twitching so badly, I might hurt her, you know?
Do you live in a constant state of fear and trying to protect him? I mean, he seems to be a very together guy. Don't get me wrong. I mean, he's got, you know, he's at university, he's studying, he's very talented and all the rest of it. But Do you, as a parent, feel that the whole time you have to be on standby because he could do something to hurt himself?
Yeah, and that's what makes him feel worse, because he knows that I'm always like walking on eggshells when it comes to him. I've tried my best to try and make it, as you know, they call it childproof in the house. Actually trying to get people to now pad the wall behind his head, you know, the headboard and stuff like that, because he suffers with insomnia, as he said, and it takes him like an hour and a half to actually fall asleep. And in that hour and a half, he's lying on the bed and he's literally punching the wall behind him.
Wow.
And I hear that because, I mean, we share. I'm
what
just
was that? Was
door.
That a fuck? Did you just say fuck? Yeah. I think we got a fuck.
You missed. There was a puss earlier. There was a puss. You missed it.
This guy. You guys are
helping. I hate you.
Okay, you know what?
Everybody calm down.
I have two heads, okay? But even I like to find the humane things. Like, just embrace it. I'm not. I mean, the whole reason I'm doing this is.
Shut up. Your mother's. I'm talking to your mother. Shut up, for God's sake. All right. So he's
constantly punching the walls and punching himself.
Is there any medicine available for this to lessen the condition, to kind of help him sleep?
No dissing out there with any of the doctors. I've got all the respect for those guys that have studied for so long. But my son has gone through titrations of different types of medication and combinations of them to the point where a year ago, this oak sitting in front of you was 124 kilos.
Wow.
Wow, dude. How did you get back down to 80 kilograms? That's, what did you do?
He threw out all his medication. Yeah. He came into the house one day and threw out all my food from the fridge.
So hang on. The medication was part of the problem here.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Unfortunately.
It damaged my routine.
He walks around like a zombie when he was on medication. He literally was dillified. I called him dillified at that time. He put on excessive amounts of weight, and he lost all confidence. He used to walk into his room, and then for hours we wouldn't see him, and then he'd come out and say, guess what, I've just wrote lyrics to a song. And that's how we realized that he's musically orientated.
Well, so I'm glad you discovered that, because it would have been sadder if you'd left that talent unearthed.
Absolutely. So
thank you.
It's his mojo, that's what I call it. It calms him. So we'll hear him screaming from the shower and screaming from the lounge. And as long as he's got the music in his ear.
But not screaming because he's in pain. Screaming
for the music,
singing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna play
I'd rather have that than have everything broken in the house. So
yeah, I'm going to play some of that just now because I want people to hear it. It's really good. And I'm not just saying that, you know, because I was interested in meeting you anyway because of the condition. And I'm glad that there's someone out there talking about it.
Absolutely.
There aren't a lot of people who talk about Tourette's.
Yeah, no, for sure. Mainly because the misconception that I've seen on the media in general. Like, I was told by a friend of mine to switch South Park on once, and I'm not a fan of that. But I switched it on, and the two times that I did, it was a mockery to Tourette's. Now, I understand that, obviously, that's a comedy or whatever, but they don't realize how insulting it can be to those who actually suffer with it. Irrelevant of how severe your disorder is. I mean, 10%, like, you know, usually people think if you have Tourette's, you swear. Only 10% of the global population of people with Tourette swear out aloud.
Wow.
So can you imagine how
lucky
insulting
them
it must be for the 90% who have to deal with people assuming that just because they say they have Tourette, they're like, oh, can you swear for us? And you're like, what did you just say?
Yeah. No, but there is ignorance. That's why it's important to talk to you and for people like you to tell your story.
He actually came home one day so irritated, and this is just early this year, because I'd been diagnosed with cancer in January.
Ugh. So what kind?
Breast cancer.
Were they able to sort it out?
Well, to an extent. I'm actually undergoing treatment at the moment.
Good luck to you.
No, I don't need luck.
This cancer is just the worst, isn't it?
Yeah. So he comes home and he says, you know what? His anxiety, obviously, dealing with it, just increased. So he comes home and he says, fuck this, Mum. I hope you don't mind. I've made this video. Can I post it? Because I'm really tired of everybody staring at me like this. And you know, there's HIV awareness, there's cancer awareness, there's awareness for every bloody other thing besides Tourette's. So I said, okay, go ahead. And it's gone viral.
It's released 1 week.
Well done to you, dude.
Thank you. No, bless you guys. I honestly appreciate everything that everybody's trying to do.
Do you have relationships? Is it difficult? A lot of girls don't understand, right?
Well, in general, I've never been in a relationship before. But I could never actually find a girl who could look past my disorder in general. I mean, you know,
you're a good-looking guy.
I'm not saying that I am, but I was. If you hit me on my head before, I would bounce. So do you know how many girls want to look at an Oros disciple, if you know what I mean? So like
Oros in disciple.
In general. Like,
you must change your sales pitch. You must change your sales pitch to "I'm a walking vibrator."
This guy, this guy, just because I twitch doesn't mean it's gonna help.
Just control it here, my friend, and then you'll be sorted.
No, but in general, like, I mean, it can be a bit difficult. You know, a lot of I do get stares in general from people. So
yeah,
I mean, a lot of girls wouldn't necessarily want to be seen in public with me when I'm swearing or I'm breaking stuff, waiting the table. I mean, there'll always be the one or two that say, "No, we can look past it," but when actually push comes to shove and the time goes to be in public together, it's all cold feet. So I'm like,
I don't do relationships, but I can tell you what I hear is that I've never do relationships. See, beautiful. I never do relationships, but I promise you, they always say when the right one comes, they'll look past everything. Now, and I don't do relationships at all.
No, for sure.
And I just gave you advice that I get all the time.
Look at Dr. Phil Ngesi.
Dr. Phil Ngesi. Well,
do you want to hear the song?
I would love to.
Do you
want to
hear some of the music that that Radlin's been working on? Listen to this. Here's Radlin's first song. You ready? All right, and go, Radlin.
Are you kidding me?
This guy. There is no line with this guy.
All right, stop it, stop it.
Fantastic. No, that was brilliant.
All right, now let's play some of the real stuff here.
Oh,
and let me remind you, in case you don't know what's going on, because it is a pretty crazy Tuesday here. We've got Alex Stone in here. He's from Seattle. He is Siv Ngesi's friend, which Siv claims is the most important thing about him. Of course, that's bullshit, right, Alex? And we've got Kay and her son, who's Radlin, whose song I'm going to play for you now. Radlin's got Tourette's, and we're busy talking about that and a whole lot of other stuff. Your calls, your comments, your messages, whatever you want to throw in here. 0861-555-189. CliffCentral.com. Baby, listen to Radlin.
Oh, hello, all of you wonderful people. For those that don't know me, my name is Radlin Naidu, and I have Tourette syndrome. Firstly, I'm going to do this at the beginning of every single video I make in future. I'm always going to say thank you and give gratitude. It is only possible because of you guys. I'm so overwhelmed and taken aback by the responses and the reach that my first video has gotten. It's reached about 25 countries, and I'm getting thousands of emails from parents around the globe that are saying my voice is being heard in New Zealand, Singapore, Malaysia, the United Kingdom. I'm completely taken aback and truly honored that I have the privilege to help so many people, and it's only possible because of all of you, so thank you. Essentially, today's message is going to be about friendship and companionship. I always think that it's very important, and it will always remain something.
Hello, all you wonderful people.
Trying to find the right clip of you singing here. Are these just the clips of the internet of him doing the... Flex, what are these? I just want to find out quickly from Flex. Hold on a second.
To bear with me. My tics have been a bit...
Gotta switch this thing on.
A bit bad the last
time.
I think that's why I decided...
Sorry, I used to be professional at this radio thing, but I seem to have lost it. Yes, Flex.
These are the clips straight off his YouTube channel.
So where are the songs?
They within the clips.
Oh, okay, I got you. Sorry, Radlin. What were you saying?
No, I was saying that I do I do like a message to help those with Tourette's and others that might be listening, and then at the end I do a song that probably uplifts or relates to the message that I give.
Right, let me see if I can find the song.
Should be at about midway into the video.
All right, I'm going to find it now, and then we're going to listen to these.
Back in Joburg next week.
What do you want to do? What are you arranging things on your own here?
Yeah, I'm What's in Joburg on? Next week, so we can do a video together.
Oh, where?
Where you live?
Yeah, Siv's got quite a lot of...
Pretoria.
Pretoria.
Here again.
Let's do it. I'll come to Pretoria.
Wonderful.
We cause trouble.
All right. Is this the song?
Place you next week.
Siv, will you stop trying to make personal arrangements while I'm doing an interview? All right. Here we go. I think this is it.
For all the times that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name.
Give him the card, Gareth.
Mm-hmm.
You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't wanna write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I've been moving on. And I think you should be something I don't wanna hold back.
Baby, you should know that my mama don't like you. She likes everyone.
Uh-huh.
And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know. Woo! I'm better sleeping on my own, cause if you like the way you look that much, baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends,
this is really good, man.
The only problem was with you and not them. And all the times you told me my opinion was wrong.
And then he went and ruined it all with this.
So cute.
Oh, that was fantastic. How did you edit that? That was brilliant.
You and Alex can open a boy band. I say, Alex, and you should open a boy band.
Now, Alex, what did you think of the singing there?
Pretty awesome.
Be honest, you're a harsh critic. I've heard that you don't like a lot of things. You are allowed to be as honest as you like.
No, I think you're the music critic, aren't you? I really liked it.
Thank you.
That's impressive stuff, Radlin. So what is the most difficult thing for you about this? The people that stare at you?
Well, that can be quite agonizing in general.
Because that makes it worse, right?
Yeah, no.
The more you think you're being stared at, the more of the reaction.
And anxiety and frustration. But I mean, the pain can also be quite agonizing. Like my knees and stuff. Like when I go home, my shoulders are a bit blue because my chin is hitting against them continuously throughout the day. My neck, it aches in the evenings.
Because it's twitching the whole time. Yeah. And those muscles are working, as you said earlier, over time, right?
Yeah, no, in general.
Do you go for physio or anything like that?
No,
does that help?
No. I'm actually scared to go for stuff like that there because if I twitch, I might hurt somebody.
And you don't necessarily like strangers touching you then because it also could set you off, right?
Well, I'm not afraid of contact. It's just the main thing is the back of my head. My abnormality is there, and for some reason, when something makes contact, the back of my head, preferably on the mainly on the left side, without me knowing, my tics escalate within a matter of seconds and I could have a seizure. So that's why my complexity is quite rare, because today patients don't usually have seizures.
Flex, if you touch on the back of the head, I'm going to hit you.
I used to have seizures.
Yeah.
And
now, what do these seizures involve? I mean, this is a...
Okay, well,
out of control.
Yeah, it's complete. Have you ever seen a fish come out of the water before?
Yeah, it writhes.
That's
and
exactly
wriggles.
How my body goes. Jesus. Like in a matter of seconds. I've actually been able to deal with it because I've been on campus, and once, you know, in autumn, I don't like sitting under trees because a leaf fell on my head once last year, and within a matter of seconds, my tic started to spiral. But by God's grace, I started singing just immediately and deep breathing, and within like 2 to 3 minutes, I was cool.
Could have been a coconut. You're lucky it was just a leaf.
Do you have to control... Well, I mean, you can't control a lot of this, but do you have to, in certain situations, like if you're in the lecture hall and it's all quiet and everybody's listening to the lecture and you kind of suddenly go, or whatever?
Yeah, no, for sure. What I do is I always disclose my situation to the person in authority in the room. So as long as they understand what's going on, and I surround myself with people who understand my situation.
Mm-hmm.
So even if my friends or mates tell me to sit with them, I'll sit by them, but I'll keep about a seat or two distance just for their safety and mine. And as long as I'm with them, you know?
You're like a superhero. You could heat up at any time and burn the whole place down.
Yeah. Well, I broke a few tables at university as well. Like the whole planks just would lift. And then like a 60-inch screw and bolt would, like four of them would just fall. And then everybody looks at me like, Doug, what did you do?
You're like the Hulk.
What surprises me about him and Alex, which I don't know if I would have, is just this thing about moving on and like not blaming anyone. I think I would blame the world.
Doesn't it drive you too mad, Alex? And I know you've got very different conditions here at different stages of your life, all that kind of thing, but doesn't it drive you mad when you hear people who have a perfectly healthy body, a perfectly a good life, they've got parents, they got money, they got all here, and they complain about bullshit? Doesn't it drive you crazy?
I don't really let other people do bother me. I've got a pretty awesome life, so.
I can second that notion.
Such a good attitude. Sometimes I forget to have that
in general, like, I mean, everybody has the right to, as you said, their own opinion. If their opinion is to complain about something, oh, good for you. But I'm going to do what I need to do and move on.
All right. Now, the real reason we brought you here is to fight.
Wow.
Everybody get ready. It's CP versus Tourette's in the game of the century.
This podcast cannot be used. Alex, scrap this whole podcast.
Well, listen, I'm very impressed with both of you. I'm impressed with your stories. Alex, it's terrific that you're doing what you're doing. And what is this master's that you're studying,
it's
by the way?
It's an international education master's degree. Okay. So, like I said, I'm designing a study abroad program with that.
Very good. And we can get involved by, you said, a Mandla project?
Yeah, I don't really have anything up and running yet, and I was going to recommend that people reach out to Siv, but I will warn you, he will try to sleep with you.
So in other words, get hold of Siv and Gessi if you can, and bro, it's always good to see you too.
It's good to see you, man. I love what you're doing on social media. I love what you're doing out there. The basics is speak your mind and better South Africa.
But for now, I want you to focus on helping Alex with this... this fundraiser of his. We're going to try and get this thing together. We're going to get more and more people involved.
Thanks,
and hopefully we can bring out every disabled person you bring to South Africa, you bring onto my show first.
Alex, right, come. That's a great deal. Some hot ones, please.
Deal. Yeah, please. We might just meet some real pearlers. Okay.
Thank you guys. Thanks for having us.
And you're off to Cape Town now?
I'm going to Cape Town and then Dubai and Hong Kong.
Alex, keep up the good work. And thank you for listening to us all the way in Seattle.
It's really cool to see you guys.
Yeah, man. You're part of the family.
Thanks.
So there we go. All right. And as for you, I'm blown away, Radlin, by your singing talent.
Thank you.
And I'm thrilled that there's finally someone out there who's talking about Tourette's, who's getting people to be more aware of it. There are
a lot of people
who suffer in silence with this condition.
It's been insane, and I'll be honest with you, it's all everything that's transpired in the last 3 weeks by God's grace. I've been reached out by so many people who have Tourette's. Even people, I'll be honest with you, there's a girl in London, her name is Courtney.
Mm-hmm.
She has cerebral palsy as well. Mm-hmm. And she's also been trying to run a campaign in London. And I've been chatting to all these people, and it's astonishing because everybody doesn't realize whether you have a disability or not, or whether you financially well off or not, everybody are just stars.
Yes.
Only difference is there's certain tweaks and attributes in everybody's life that makes their shine a little bit easier to recognize.
And isn't it? That's absolutely right. What a beautiful thing to say.
I'm going
to
say that on Twitter. I might not quote you, but I'll say it on Twitter.
And I'll tell you something. Everybody these days has their talent, and sometimes their talent is accompanied by some other special ability or disability or something that makes them unique. And isn't it great to live in the 21st century
Absolutely. Where
people are slightly more open-minded? We've got a long way to go still, but where people are starting to come to terms with this stuff, and people are starting to treat each other like human beings first, right?
That's the important thing. That's
in general, another reason why I have so much respect for everybody. And I must say, you're a living legend. It's a pleasure to meet you, Alex.
Oh, it's great to meet
you, really,
too.
Yes, I take my hat off to you. And I'm trying to show people as well, like, everybody says, okay, Tourette's is classified as a disability, but people don't recognize it as that. And I'm like, I'm not interested, you know, whether it's disability or not. I said it on I think it was to the Sunday Times, that this, I'm trying to show people that disability doesn't mean inability. And he's a living testament of that. I mean, Alex is definitely a living testament to that as well.
Yeah.
You know, look at the amazing things he's doing. He's doing miraculous work, both of you. Like, it's insane.
I've done nothing.
So, Siv does zero.
I just carry him upstairs. Leave me alone.
Give Siv zero.
Zero credit, please. Me. No,
but I mean, like, you get my point. And I mean, it's as you said, it's not angering that people complain. I mean, I'd be lying to you if I said I never complained. But it's
fuck
just
you.
Nice way to throw that in. Nice. Way to throw that in. But like,
what did you say?
Bullshit.
Stop it now, Radley. This is getting ridiculous.
That is
right, I don't know where you found it. I'm going to start crying. Get out of here.
Thank you, mate.
Thank you both very, very much. And Kay, what an amazing woman you are to be standing by your son, to be helping him through all of this, because I think if you don't have some kind of support structure, if you don't have someone, and this goes for people who are perfectly physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually happy, but they still don't necessarily have family or friends who care about them.
Absolutely.
You're screwed, right?
Absolutely.
So Siv and Kay, you guys are also champions.
Say it again.
Thank you.
Not to the same degree that these two are. But you know, you're there. You're up there. No, really.
No, we're the vehicles.
And Kay, let me know what happens with the cancer. We will kill that motherfucker.
Oh, yes.
How weird.
And we hope to see you guys in here again soon. Yeah. Open invitation, you know, anytime you want to come.
And awesome. Thank you, because I used to watch your show when you had your talk show as well.
Yeah, we were talking
and
about it.
I was just telling him in the car this morning, when I used to see you, I used to tell my friend, he fills me up with pride. Aww. Seeing a South African that's this successful. And
you've
I
got very
see
low standards. More
I was about to say the same
hey,
thing.
Hey, and you tell us we
Madiba out guy, there, and then this guy comes around.
And he tells us we modest.
Now, I like your openness and your success.
Sorry, who
brilliant.
Said that?
Follow me on Twitter.
No, thank you, Kay. That's very sweet of you.
Really.
So, all right.
Go.
This is terrific. I'm energized. I'm inspired. Siv and Gessie, you go back to Cape Town and keep doing your good work too. I do. You know we love you.
I love
also
you,
also part of the family, man. All right, very good. I'm going to play one other clip of Radlands. Let me just see if I can find this quickly, because I think we've got another clip of you singing that I want to finish off with. Where is this damn thing?
Alex and Dance. Dad,
I had audition day, but I'm glad I got to meet you now.
What, for Idols?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, they wouldn't have known what to do with you. No, really.
I was going SS Get Talent. They look past.
I went in 2010.
And 13. He was 13, I think, at the time. Yeah.
Randall was the one that put
13.
Me through.
Yeah. Okay. What was that? I mean, 13, you're not normally allowed to enter. How did that happen?
No, SS Got Talent.
Got Talent.
But I went to. I sang my own song.
I never watched that. So.
It was cool.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming to see us. All right. I can't find the other clip. We'll play some more of it later, though.
Awesome.
Thanks for having us.
I've got
take
something
care.
Similar. Thank you very
game.
Much, guys. Thank you.
Cheers, guys.
For all the times that you rain on my parade. CliffCentral.com